consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Welcome, my loves. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have such a juicy, juicy episode for you today. It's called Empowering Your Voice Through Your Sacred Money Archetype. We're going to explore what role do archetypes play in recognizing how or ways we give away our power. What are some common energy leaks? How can women take back their power? What exactly does owning your power look like? And how can we create more harmony, grace, and ease in our relationships in life, business, and money? Before we dive into this, let me share with you my upcoming powerful 12-month container called Soul Ascension Business Catalyst Container, which is a group coaching and mastermind hybrid for coaches, healers, light workers, therapists, practitioners, way showers, mystics, and anyone who is here to really support the transformation in others' lives. You're ready to explode your visibility and skyrocket your business in 2022. We're going to really immerse in a year-long magical container, opening the Akasha, doing the soul and energy work, really moving into that CEO, queen, warrior mindset, really shifting anything that's not serving and supporting you, aligning yourself with your big vision, impact dreams, and leveraging with sexy social media strategies, anchoring in your next level business foundations and systems so you are really putting those foundations and scaling for the long term. We're going to drop in all the prosperity codes and really show up unapologetically. So if you're feeling called to join, please apply at www.electrifymybusiness.com and we will get on a call if it's a good fit and go deeper into this, because I want to make sure that those who are coming in, I'm confident in supporting you in getting results. All right, now coming back here to our episode today, I have my special guest, my soul sister. She was my soulmate client. That's how we started. Now I'm one of her private soulmate clients, Miss Janet Key, who is a soulful money coach of Prosperous Women Coaching. This is the second time that Janet's being with us here. She works with the energy of you and money in a way that frees your spirit, expands your vision, helps you achieve your goals. Janet incorporates her background as a certified yoga therapist and financial services advisor to teach women and corporate teams both physical and emotional aspects of money management. Janet teaches how to identify money blocks, fears, and wounds that prevent individuals from being creators of their own financial freedom. Right now, my loves, money stresses are at an all-time high. And Janet's money alignment training provides practical and enlightening keys to navigate through money anxiety and challenges that show up in our life and business. And let me share with you from a personal perspective, working with Janet as her client, I not so much have anxieties as much as I really want to expand my container of how much money I'm calling in, and having money work smarter rather than harder. And so it's really about the energetics and leveraging with the strengths of my money archetypes, which, by the way, Janet will share with you, and it's in the show notes. You can take her free sacred money archetype quiz to discover yours. So let's welcome Janet. Hello, my love.
Hi, Rosalyn. I am so excited to be here with you today and talk about how women can empower their voice. And I like how you mentioned that, you know, there's different levels of our relationship with money. So people who have anxiety, have stress, have some beliefs that are limiting, or you're wanting to move to those next level and in your money relationship, because as you know, all levels of growth brings new level of challenges, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so true. And it's every single day, even money coaches, we are working on our money mindsets. There's always another level. And so working with you has been really expansive, and it's cool to see literally the power of the energetics around money and money mindsets and aligning with prosperity, how it really is less efforting. It's like so cool to see money coming into my bank accounts daily. You know, it's really, really cool.
Absolutely. We're always creating. We're powerful creators. And where are we creating from is the question. From that empowered, disempowered place, or from fear or love within self?
Exactly. Now, I know you've already had shared one of your stories in our previous podcast together, which I'll link in the show notes. But I'm really curious, Janet, if you could give a maybe shortened version of perhaps with the angle of what our theme today about voice and where, how this became such an important topic for you in empowering your voice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't always have an empowered voice. I was a shy, insecure woman for a lot of the years of my life, and I was unhappy. But I had a really strong desire for happiness. And in my 20s, I was given a key to happiness, was to live your truth. And to live your truth is to be in a place of alignment, to be able to speak up, speak out, because you see your value, you see your worth, you have some sense of love and appreciation for yourself. And I had to learn how to get to that place. So I wasn't always in that place, but connecting to my truth enabled me to have confidence, to become more open and confident as a woman, and create that healthy self-esteem. Sacred Money Archetypes is all about living in alignment, connected to your highest truths. It's about knowing what your strengths are, but also what your weakness is, your challenges, or those unconscious fears that might be at play. When I came into, I feel I was totally led to do this work in regards to sacred money archetypes and take our relationship with money on a deeper level. And while I worked in corporate world for a number of years in the banking role, even though I had a pension, I had savings, I had no debt, I always felt that there was never enough money. I had anxiety around money when it left me, and I always felt like I was chasing that money moving money target. And when I knew what we think about is how we feel. And when I looked deeper at the energy of money and my emotions, I recognized those things. And when I dug a little bit deeper, I had a deep-rooted belief of I wasn't enough, even though I did a lot of inner work, a lot of healing of past wounds and past experiences. So the sacred money archetypes really encompass everything, because they are a power of pattern that is within us that makes up our stories, our motivations, our fears. They give us courage to take directions or make choices in life that help us to step forward as leaders in our lives and in our business. So when it comes to understanding, you know, who we are, living our truth in alignment in a place that's connected to abundance and harmony, it takes knowing ourselves and emotional mastery, and archetypes really helps us to navigate through the challenges that life and business bring to us.
I feel like this is so important, and I know that some people hearing about sacred money archetypes might be kind of a new concept for them. So can you take a few moments to explain what they are and how knowing the power of them can support them in really expanding their money mindset and consciousness?
Yeah, absolutely. So sacred money archetypes, as I mentioned, you know, they make up the stories that is within us. So it's our qualities, it's our parts of our personalities, and they're symbolic metaphors for understanding our patterns and our behaviors. And I didn't create them. I took a training with Kendall Summerhall. And we have 8 different archetypes in total. There's the ruler archetype, the celebrity, the alchemist, the maverick. So they all make up who we are. It's like our money blueprint. So understanding our money blueprint helps us to understand who we are. What's my sacred strength as a ruler? It's being courageous and being a visionary. So sometimes we can be going against our strengths by, abuse of that power or overuse of them. Or we can be falling into our challenges of, you know, keeping secrets or not being true to ourselves. So archetypes helps us to become aware of who we are, our unconscious behaviors. When we lean into the strengths within ourselves, it really helps us to grow and to create a rich, meaningful life. When it comes to the unconscious or the challenges, you know, when it comes to fears, most of us want to stop, and those become our glass money ceilings or those internal barriers that prevent us from growing. And it's moving through those fears that help us expand. Knowing there's 8 different archetypes, and we have all of the personality traits of all of them, but what we want to know is who is our top 3 so that we can lean into them. Leaning into them helps us to know, well, what's my specific blueprint when it comes to money? And, you know, we all have a money story. What do we learn from our parents? What was our experiences? What did we see? What past money mistakes did we have that's still playing out in our role? Now, there's our money story, but also there's our emotions. And our emotions play a huge role because that's connected to our energy. When it comes to our emotions, we'll talk a little bit more about this, but the emotions of guilt and shame and blame that people have around money plays a huge role and robs us of our energy. And archetypes really help us to know that and to be in that present moment. Opportunities that come to us, there's opportunities around us all the time, and when they come in, they're filtered through the lens of our archetypes, so our perceptions. We make decisions in life based on a place of, we're in a place of empowerment or disempowerment, love or fear, and archetypes helps us to know ourselves on that deeper level, to identify, when am I out of alignment, recognizing those patterns or those unconscious beliefs, and navigating through the energy of fear, of shame and blame around money. And one other thing I like to mention about the archetypes is that, you know, the universe doesn't speak to us in paragraphs. It speaks to us in signs, symbols, and synchronicities. Mm. Archetypes, when we are connected within ourselves, we're connected to that intuition, that openness, our strength. We expand, we become more open and willing to receive, we're clear to receive. And archetypes, they are a part of original language, and we used to use symbols to communicate. So the more we're connected in ourselves, the more we navigate through our own emotions, the more we're grounded in who we are. Like, it's safe to be who we are as these spiritual beings in this human form. It's safe to be open, to receive, to give. So they play a huge role in connecting us to ourselves, our highest truth.
They absolutely do. And I feel called to share. So my, as an example, so people can really like hear this, my top money archetype is the Maverick, which is, surprise. So I'm going to just read a few of the characteristics. And what's really cool is once you know this is what the archetype is, then you can look at, oh, we can really understand some of your money thoughts and behaviors and understand, okay, that's working for me. And then also understanding, oh, these are some of the, like heads up, these are some of the challenges. This is the shadow side of this archetype. So I have it here in front of me, Janet, where for the Maverick, it says you're attracted to get rich opportunities. Yeah, I am. I love money and money loves me. And you are willing to get a financial risk, or sorry, you're willing to take a financial risk in exchange for a potential big win. I'm one of those people that often, and it's not impulsive. So these are the strengths, right? I can see the shadow side would be impulse, but I'm very, very intentional about and conscious about how I spend my money. Now, and how I invest my money and where I want to put my money in. I'm really intentional about knowing what my values are, and am I aligning my where I put my money with my values, my priorities? So that's helpful to know. You're happy to stand out from the crowd. Oh yeah, visibility is my jam, and helping the others be more visible. Yes. You are courageous and you have tenacity when it comes to generating income. You like being rebellious and showing what you're made of. This is totally like my personality. There's a few other ones, but I wanted to give these examples of helping our audience see how this starts to apply in terms of your money behaviors, but also I think overall. Would you say that, Janet?
Oh, absolutely. And the Maverick archetype, Rosalind, is one of my archetypes as well. And the get rich to, or the attractive get to getting rich opportunities, this was something that, in my 20s, when I saw greater possibilities for me, I was attracted to a bigger dream. And underneath, though, I had a fear of responsibility. And I also had a belief that, that there was something wrong with me in life, right? Like I questioned who I was, and I didn't know who I was at that time. So, those would be an example of the shadow side of self that's not moving you forward, or there's an underlying belief thinking that I'm attracted to this, but there's a belief that's preventing me from fully embracing it, that it's okay to be attracted to get rich opportunities, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like even though we're saying this, I bet some of our audience is like, oh, they feel contracted when they hear that because often, and I can relate, it sounds very greedy because you're looking for the get rich opportunity. So I want to make it really clear from the light side, this is about really, it's not money first, okay? It's about for us as heart-driven entrepreneurs, this is about following your passion. This is about embodying your why. And the get rich opportunities means you are able to see the bigger vision from a business perspective of, wow, as I'm following my passions, as I'm embodied in my why, I can see how this will attract money. There's opportunity here. This isn't about, ooh, this is going to make me rich, so I'm going to do this. But it's so out of alignment with who you are and your values and your why and your big vision. No thanks. That's exhausting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the qualities that you read, this is, you're the Maverick if you have these qualities. A lot of the times people will read it and they'll resonate with it. And then there's other parts of themselves that they don't resonate. And we can deny parts of ourselves that are of light and even what's of shadow, right? So again, it's accepting, knowing thyself, accepting thyself, loving thyself, the light and the dark, because we're a combination of both. And that abundance and it's more than about the money, and the opportunities come in many different shapes and forms and relationships.
Absolutely. And so if that statement, you are attracted to get rich opportunities, kind of makes you cringe. Just notice that. And what about that? Like, what are the beliefs that are making you cringe? Because this is a neutral statement. And so from a neutral place, then it's going, ooh, okay, like I really resonate with that because you don't have any shit around it. So we're going to continue this conversation, but we're going to go into commercial right now. And as we do, I want you to just notice what's really standing out for you so far in this conversation around money archetypes.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
All right, welcome back, love. So we were just talking about the money, sacred money archetypes, and specifically we were going through the Maverick money archetype, which is mine, it's definitely my top one. And I don't know, Jen, is it your top one as well?
The ruler archetype is my top, and the Maverick is
and I think that
was
my second one.
Yeah.
The ruler archetype. Amazing. And so let's tie this back into first of all, let's talk about, you know, what does it mean to lose our voice, specifically from your perspective? And then what does it mean to take back our power? And how can the sacred money archetypes really help us do that?
Yeah, to lose our voice, like, what does that look like for women? And a lot of women struggle with that, you know, lacking trust within themselves. And that shows up when they have to speak up or speak out for what they feel is right and true for them. You know, there's a lot of opinions that are out there in life. And, you know, whether it's in business or in their personal lives, the opinions of others can heavily influence us, right? Whether it's from our family or our friends. And when it comes to getting caught in that need to win approval. So there's that, I have something to prove, right? You set out in business, and if someone doesn't support you in your business, you have this underlying drive to prove something. And behind that is fear. When it comes to losing your power or not speaking up, you know, you're playing small, or you're feeling shy, or you're insecure, and you might have that fear of rejection, fear of losing power, love, control, or money. When it comes to our root chakra, so in our energetic system, our root chakra is being grounded in who we are. And fear is the enemy here. We lose our power, lose our voice when we give our energy over to fear. So we stop ourselves from stepping out or speaking up. And you probably face this, Rosalind, when you speak up and speak out, you know, people look at you and think, oh, you're arrogant, or who do you think you are? And so these mm-hmm. kinds of opinions from others can really impact you when you have that inner desire to achieve success. Let's say the ruler archetype. They're building an inner empire. They want to achieve success in all areas of their lives. And just those comments can really prevent them, if they have that underneath, like, I'm not good enough, that it can prevent them from moving forward through those fears. And it is moving through the fears that allow us to get ahead and grow in business. And not speaking up and speaking out, it really is playing small. And if we can allow ourselves to create or speak up and speak out from the place of, I am enough right now, that we can allow ourselves to grow in a little bit more grace and ease versus kind of against yourself, right? So you're falling into that shadow, that challenge side of self, and not giving yourself the space to grow and to feel disempowered is, you know, it's lacking that confidence, that self-esteem to really shine your brightest. And many women struggle with that, not grounded in who they are. It's not safe to be me for a lot of women, and that really robs them of their power.
Absolutely. And I do really want to bring this more into a concrete example. So with the maverick type, when I look at the shadow side, or challenges as it's called, there's secrecy or potential deception, gambling mm-hmm. with financial security, and getting caught in feeling the need to win approval. So I'm really curious, how does this show up as being disempowered I think it's clear how it's being disempowered, but with regards to how we're showing up disempowered and our voice.
Absolutely. You know what? I'll share my own personal experiences. And, you know, here's secrecy and potential deception. You know, when I entered into my second marriage, it was important. One, I was a stay-at-home mom for many years. And when I left my first marriage, financial independence became a very important thing for me. And I took a lot of practical steps. Like, you know, getting life insurance, getting a plan in place, and managing money in a way that was in more of alignment. And it was so important. When I entered into my second marriage, I said, you know, you manage your money, I'll manage mine. Because I really didn't want to be told what to do in my money relationship. Now, I'm going to say that couples that are sleeping together need to be having money conversations, right? So
1,000%.
This was not a positive thing in our relationship. Now, we had a great relationship in all areas of our lives, except when it came to money, there was a division. And we never united, you know, in our beliefs or in our plans towards that. So it left me to, I made my own decisions. A lot of times around that, you know, I kept secrets because I didn't feel I needed to talk about it. We had a contract after all. And in the end, it really created a division in our money. In our money relationship, in our family. So, and couples, you can ask yourself, you know, are you keeping secrets when it comes to money? And a lot of couples do, like women will buy clothes and they'll tear the price tags off, or, you know, they just don't indulge or share with what it is they spent money in because they might feel guilty around it. getting caught in the need to win approval. Now, I remember the moment when I left my insurance practice and stepped into Prosperous Woman Financial Coaching. I felt I was divided in the two. In that moment, I made the decision to, you know, message the insurance place and say, you know what, I'm letting this go. I'm moving into my business. In that moment, I thought I should have this conversation with my husband first. Stepped into the kitchen. I said, hey, I just want to let you know that this is the decision that I made. And in that moment, he was about to tell me his opinion. And I thought, you know what, I'm not looking for your opinion. I'm just letting you know the decision that I made. Now, for me, I had a very strong sense of I approved of myself here. And that was huge. That was a big moment of growth for me. And at the same time, you know, his views of not supporting me in this business, I didn't allow that to stop me from moving forward. And those are very important things, because oftentimes in business, even or in life, in a relationship, you know, those beliefs or that non-support can prevent you from following your own dreams and your own path. So recognizing this place, am I looking for approval here? You know, am I holding back or am I keeping secrets? That's playing in the shadow side of self. That's preventing you from growing into higher parts of yourself, right? And when you recognize it, you can move through it.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that's so powerful, and so many people need to hear that and look at it as, use it as a mirror for themselves. I definitely can vouch for that. Being a previous couples therapist, there was, definitely financial infidelity happening where couples are keeping secrets from each other. Even my husband, who's a certified financial planner, he also deals a lot with couples who have financial infidelity. They don't know how their partners are spending the money. They don't even know. And this isn't so much about financial infidelity, but they don't know what each other's priorities are, values and goals for retirement. And so often, you know, this is where if we're not clear, and even if we are, we're not communicating that, that can cause some turmoil.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Thank you for sharing that. And so how do you support women to get out of these challenges and into their gifts? So I'm going to just share, you know, the maverick gifts are structuring deals and handling financial complexity, paying attention to numbers and financial details, and taking risks. Let me tell you, Janet and audience, I was not born this way. I was not born to be like naturally good at math. I always joke, I'm like, I'm not an Asian that can do mental math. And it's kind of true. So, you know, really having to learn how to look at my numbers and the financial details, that used to really overwhelm me. And I had to really shift some beliefs around this so that I could get comfortable. So I'm really curious, Jen, if you can share your wisdom here, the process of how you support your clients to go from the shadow side, the challenges of their money, relationship with money, and stepping into their power and their gifts.
Absolutely. Well, you know, here comes the physical money management. And let me say, Rosalind, that growing up as well, math was not my strong suit at all. And I resisted anything to do with numbers. And so being that, I really started to lean into my strengths when I entered into the banking world. And even prior to that, when I started to manage my money and get some things in place that provided some security and a foundation for me in my financial world. And, you know, for a lot of women, they lack clear boundaries around what it is that they want when it comes to their money relationship. And they feel disempowered or I'm not smart enough, right? So this causes them to avoid money issues or avoid money conversations. But when they start paying attention to the details, so in the physical, they start paying attention to their net worth and managing their cash flow in a way that's in alignment for them, they start to feel very empowered. One of the exercises that I do is they look over their last, you know, 3 months and see where have they been giving away their money to areas that is not of value. And it's so empowering to do it from a place of non-judgment, non-criticism, and just awareness, because you're witnessing where you are giving away your money. And a lot of women, they say yes when they really want to say no. And they are, they overwork or they're too busy. And the negative emotions come in, those emotions of guilt, right? Being able to give themselves permission to let that go. And they sacrifice themselves a lot. So even when they want to take risk, and, you think of network marketing as a great industry where you think of a lot of women go into that business, but a lot of people step away from it because it takes risk. It takes, investing in yourself. It takes growing. And when you're leaning into the shadow sides of self and you have troubles having money conversations or speaking up about your products and your services, then you're really holding back. So, there's the physical money management. There's the emotional money management. Like, how are you feeling in your money relationship? And when they start, I love when we go through an exercise of identifying where they're being held back and what is it they want instead. And women really get to identify where's the gap, right? It's like where they want to be and where they are right now. And a lot of the issues show up in our language, in our words, right? We can easily say what we don't want, but we're not empowering ourselves in what we do want. So paying attention to, yes, here's the numbers, but also what you're saying as the creator and where you're creating from. The blueprint part, I always say I work with money in the physical, emotional, and spiritual. Well, here's our enlightened net worth. When we connect to our value and our worth, when we lean into is like, what does love have to do with it? But love is a high frequency vibration. When we're in that place, we're more joy, more abundant, more harmonious, more prosperous. Our enlightened net worth, who we are, what we are worth. When we know that, it's one of my favorite exercises that I give my clients a sheet to help them to put a price on what their enlightened net worth is versus their net worth in the physical. They're kind of confused by it. They're like, my enlightened net worth? How do I put a number on what I'm worth, what my eyes are worth, what my heart, my organs, my body, my gifts, my talents, my inspirations? Some are even, they acknowledge that they're priceless, but some are even afraid to say, well, I'm priceless. Can I even say that? So it really puts it into perspective, but it's really about owning your worth and creating from that place. Until we feel it on our inside, our inner world creates our outer world. And until we connect to that abundance inwardly, how can we tap into it in our outer world? And this is what I help women to move through this stuff to empower their money relationship, empower their voice.
Oh, that's so powerful. And I can speak again, working with you as your client, Janet, just how potent the work is, because those questions you have me get to really reflect on in my relationship with money, like, they are not questions I could even come up with myself. I'm just like, oh, I've never thought about it this way. And it just expands my blind spots. It expands my ability to see more possibilities when it comes to, I'm going to use the word again, expand my money consciousness.
Yeah.
It's really powerful energetically, mentally, emotionally, and then physically.
Yeah, it truly is. And expanding is a good word. And we want to expand inwardly to be able to expand outwardly in our outer world.
Oh, this is such a juicy conversation. So we're going to take another break. And once again, as always, I'd love to invite you to really reflect on what's standing out the most for you right now and how that's really becoming significant for you.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right. Okay. So I feel like, Janet, we have been sharing so much about the archetypes and just how that really shows up in terms of thoughts and behaviors with money. And I imagine that you, our audience here, as you're tuning in, you're recognizing perhaps where some of your limits around money that you put on yourself, because they are self-imposed, but also, you know, like, don't ever blame yourself. There's no shame here. You just don't know what you don't know. You also witnessed what you witnessed growing up, and you took on someone else's stories. Usually it's our parents. And so this is an amazing opportunity for you to really reflect on, what are the money beliefs you hold in your money story that are working for you? And the money archetypes, and I'm speaking from personal experience, really help you anchor in this deeper awareness about your strengths, but then also the challenges. So, John, I'm going to just throw the ball back to you. And I'm curious if there's perhaps a client that you have and or continue work with, I know you do one-on-one as well as group coaching, that you want to share that you see as very common theme that, you know, the listeners could be like really seeing themselves in it and supporting, being supported in understanding what are some of their steps to get out of this and into their strengths of empowering their voice around money.
Yeah, you know, recognizing the work in, I'm so honored that I get to do this work in archetypes. And when I first started to do the work, I didn't realize the profoundness of it. And as I witnessed change within my own self and witnessed healing on a deeper level for the women that I work with, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And a common theme for a lot of women, and, you know, they fall in the entrepreneurial world or in life and they want more happiness, but inside they have a deep belief that they're not enough. It's a common theme for a lot of women, and it shows up in your language. You'll say, you know, there's not enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough. That'll play out in their role or in their lives through their words, through their thoughts, and in their lives. Like, you know, there'll be drama in their money relationship. Another one is women who feel a lot of guilt and shame around money. So the nurturer archetype will be, you know, they'll overly care for others at the sacrifice of themselves, and they may feel resentful about this. And, you know, when they start to take back their power by empowering themselves first and tap into what is the deep-rooted belief that is inside me that moves me more like in that busyness, or I'm too busy, my schedule is overloaded and I can't allow myself that space. So there's a deep rooted belief in there for a lot of women, and they feel guilty about giving themselves permission and to enjoy pleasures of life. So if they spent money on themselves, they feel guilty about it. And what is the deep rooted belief here that is within their own system? The ruler archetype, you know, for someone that wants to achieve success, or that feeling of there must be something wrong with me, and they're moving forward and they have something to prove, that their fear of losing love or money or losing control even of themselves. And so they're striving and they're overworking, but it's from that place of fear within themselves. And so this is, for this ruler archetype, is you're creating prosperity and leadership with more grace and ease. So this is where, you know, you're letting go of, chasing that movie money target or overstriving. And you just sink into the abundance of knowing your worth and creating from a more place of grace and ease, trust and flow. So those are some common ones, the I'm not enoughness and the guilt and shame around money. And women can begin to heal it by, you know, taking back their power, honoring their intuition. You know, it's our internal guidance system. Know yourself, like accept yourself, love yourself. You are enough. You were born into the world enough. Healing those wounds of the past. Now, even if they're money wounds or life wounds, because life wounds will show up in your money relationship, is what I see for a lot of women. A woman, for example, you know, she felt second best to her brothers, right? So she was, again, you know, never good enough and always trying to prove herself. So these are just, you know, some of the ways that show up. But those past wounds, those negative experiences in life, if they keep showing up over and over through patterns and behaviors, then they need healing. And you can't run away from it, because until you heal, you're not whole, and there's gaps in your energy system. And this is where, if you dig a little bit deeper, you know, do the inner work, change things in your inner world, it's totally going to change in your outer world.
So what I'm really hearing is the first step is to have awareness about these blocks. And knowing your sacred money archetype was really helpful to know these blocks from an archetypal place, and then really unpacking the personal stories that created these limiting beliefs, and then being able to step in, understand, like, how is it that we want to feel about money instead? You've taken me through some really powerful experiential exercises about, like, really moving into a relationship with my lots of visualizations and lots of, like, noticing what comes up intuitively, and also through my thoughts. So it's really cool and powerful to be the client and just be like, I love it. I love it when somebody gives me the questions and then I just feel into, okay, what's coming up for me? And I can see the ego stuff and I can see the high self stuff. So, Janet, I just want to say, like, it's the work. I can't even describe how powerful it is. It's very, very powerful to help me step into the energetics of money and that next level for me. And let me tell you, audience, like, it's really cool. Right before my calls usually with Janet, something big happens, whether it's like a new client signing up, or somehow, like, it's almost like there's some expected money coming in, but then there's also, like, unexpected money coming in and opportunities for bringing more money in. So this is the power of, well, working with Janet and being able to call in, on a greater, more expansive level. And I'm going to say it's not 3D. It's like beyond the 3D world.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that, you know, I'm working in your money relationship, but I'm also working in consciousness, higher awareness and expansion. And that is so exciting. And I always say I'm never alone when I go to work. I have, you know, my guides and that higher power that gets to work through me. And, you know, that's the exciting thing about when you open up yourself, you know, you open up to more opportunities. And this work has been transformational in my life. There's been huge changes that the universe has brought into my life that I didn't even know was a part of my vision. But it really means that we can live a life that is more harmonious, happy. You know, for me, it was achieving my desires of happiness, healthy relationships, and freedom. And, you know, absolutely amazing when we begin to open up and let go of, that's freedom, right? Letting go of the beliefs, the emotions, the things that want to hold us back, and free to be authentically who we are, to create a life of purpose and connect higher power that wants to manifest through us. It's amazing.
It is really powerful.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, Janet, for those people who are desiring to look at, you know, how can I work with Janet? I really want to know more about my relationship with money. I want to have some money breakthroughs. How can they best connect with you?
Absolutely. On my website, there's a discovery link where you can book your prosperity discovery call. There's an application form that you can fill out, and that'll help me to identify, you know, what it is that you're looking for, what it is that you want to move through. And, you know, we can have a conversation about what it looks like to work together. I support women in many different ways. So, you know, it's finding out what's the best way that we can support one, or that I can support you, and, you know, if we're a good fit to work together and how I can help you.
Absolutely. And if you still want to just check Janet out, go and take her free sacred money archetype quiz on her website. It's janetkey.com, JANETKEY. And you can follow Janet on Instagram as well as Facebook, Prosperous Women Coaching. The link will be in the show notes. So Janet, would you be open to guiding us through and closing in the last 5 minutes, a beautiful meditation to help us really feel into our power and call our power back? And I'll come in with a light language. Just cue me in.
Absolutely. How many minutes, last one?
Let's make it about 3 minutes here.
All right. Awesome. I can do that. I'm just going to take you through a simple chakra clearing grounded meditation, and just to move you up through each chakra with some words that you can drop in. And, you know, our chakras are our energy system, and that's a foundation for opening ourselves and coming into alignment, yoga, union of the mind, the body, and the soul. So if you like, just take a moment, close your eyes, and take a deep breath in. Wherever you are, if you're standing or if you're sitting, feel your feet connected to the floor. Feel your seat bones as they're grounded. Take a nice deep breath in. With that breath in, allow yourself to sink in a little bit deep. As you breathe into this root chakra area, it's at the base of your spine. Connect to your life force. I'm fully grounded and supported. Just allow these words to drop in. As you breathe in, moving up a little bit higher into the sacral chakra, and just soften in your body. Allow your body to relax and let go. I forgive the past, and I embrace my life fully. Taking another breath in and just acknowledging here in this sacral chakra, this is your center of creation, and this is where you deserve to have these pleasures in life. I forgive the past and I embrace life fully. Moving a little higher into the solar plexus, your self-esteem. This is your will, God's will. I am enough, and what I do is enough. Take that nice deep breath in and allow yourself to sink into I am enough, and what I do is enough. Nice deep breath in and bring your awareness, your attention to your heart. I want you to breathe in, allow the words drop in. I deserve love, health, happiness, and prosperity. This is the space where you give and receive unconditionally. Move up a little higher into this throat chakra. This is communication sound. This is where you empower your voice. I want you to breathe in, and I easily speak my truth. I easily express myself. Allow those words to drop in, and knowing that your body is just clearing and letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. As you move up a little bit higher into this third eye, this is your insight. This is where you are guided by your inner wisdom. I am guided by my inner wisdom. Take a nice deep breath in, and knowing that you can always ground in this space. Trust your wisdom. Speak your truth. Move up a little bit higher into the crown chakra, right at the top of your head. And as you breathe in, I am love. I am joy. I am freedom. I am peace.
Beautiful. Breathing that in. Moraki era kuarati, merakuarati, merakuarati. Meraki era kuarati, merakuarati. Breathing it in. And anchoring in. Thank you so much, Janet, for being here.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Powerful conversation, and thank you, Laz, for tuning in. Do go check out Janet's website for discovering your sacred money archetype. Take the quiz.